today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. Well, welcome to today's special. We express our congratulations on the auspicious birthday anniversary of Hazrat Abu al-Fazl Abbas. Today, Saturday, is the fourth of the month of Sha'ban, 1442 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the sixth of Isfan, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 25th of February, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We would like to express again our congratulations on the auspicious birthday of the faithful companion and brother of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, Hazrat Abu al-Fazl al-Abbas. Our congratulations and our heartfelt auspicious feelings goes to you all, dear Muslims, on this very beautiful day on the Islamic calendar.
Kindness in our hearts, when all the fun starts, exhilaration. Smiles everywhere, delight in the air, jollification. Oh, trips, endless visits, colorful outfits, mark this occasion.
The name of Hazrat Abu al-Fazl Abbas. After holding the Islamic ceremonies of newborns for Imam Ali's new baby, Lady Zainab turned her face towards her father and asked, "Father, have you chosen a name and a nickname for this new baby?" His father answered, "Yes, daughter, I have." "What are they, father?" she asked eagerly. The father, as he perceived that this baby would be one of the heroes of Islam and would be frowning in the face of evils and the wrongdoers, said, "I name him Al-Abbas and nickname him Abu'l-Fadh, father of virtue." Al-Abbas means the lion that other lions fear and escape. This name is given to the courageous, the fearless, the strong, and the attacker. It is one of the names of a lion. Describing Al-Abbas in the battlefields, many historians have likened him to the angry lion. Al-Abbas ibn Ali looked like an unshakable mountain. His heart was the same as such as immovable mound because he was such a unique horseman and a hero. In battlefields, he was fearless. Today, Sha'ban 4th is the birthday anniversary of this courageous man, Hazrat Abu al-Fazl Abbas, so our auspicious congratulations goes to all the dear listeners, all Muslims, especially the Shia ones, across the world.
In Arabic, we have two similar words, but they're very, very different. We have the word basar. Basar means vision. If you don't have vision, you can't see. There is a word that sounds like basar, but it's more important. Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, in one hadith, he says, "You would rather lose your basar but not this other one." This other one is basira. Basira means what? Basira means internal vision. Basar allows you to see the reality of things from the outside. You see the surface. Basira allows you to see the inside. It gives you insight into the world. Basira is more important than basar. Because once the basira is blind, your humanity is blinded. Justice is blinded. Good values are blinded. My dear brothers and sisters, when you think of the hero of Karbala, Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas alayhi salam, what do you think he had others didn't? What was special about Abu al-Fadl? Have you ever wondered? Courageous? Many people in history are courageous. I mean, look at the companions of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. They were all courageous. Did you see any one of them on the day of Ashura showing you weakness? Habib ibn Madahir, he was not courageous. Muslim ibn Awsaja, he was not courageous. All of them were courageous. What makes Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas stand out? Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam tells us, Rahim Allah Ammi al-Abbas. May Allah bless our uncle Abbas. Why? Kana Ammun al-Abbas Nafid al-Basira. Our uncle Abbas had sharp inner vision. He saw the reality of things. At a time when the world was deceiving most Muslims, Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas saw the reality of this world. Kana ammun al-Abbas nafidh al-basira. He had that inner vision, inner light, to see the reality of things. Most people see the outside surface. If you were to go back, my dear brothers and sisters, 1,000 years ago, and you would take your smartphone and you would show it to the people, what would they see? They would see this weird, black, rectangular-shaped object. They don't even know what it is. See, when you look at the outside, that's all you see. But then, once you tell them, let me show you what this thing can do. You can call, you can take pictures, you can read, you can put your notes, you can do a million things on this device. That's life. Most people, when they look at life, that's what they see, the outside. Basira gives you that internal vision, my dear brothers and sisters. Now, you know what's the biggest block, the biggest obstacle that blinds our basira, our internal vision? Public opinion. Most people don't think. They go with the flow. They don't challenge what they're told. And that's the problem of Muslims today. They have become like parrots. Whatever they're told, they repeat. Basira means you can challenge the thoughts being given to you. Everything that is said to you, my dear brothers and sisters, challenge it. Especially if the majority believes in it. Because the Quran is always critical of the majority and what the majority thinks. Challenge it.
The nicknames of Hazrat Abu al-Fazl al-Abbas. Al-Abbas was called Abu al-Fazl, father or owner of virtue. Some mention that he had a son called al-Fazl too. As a matter of fact, this name represents his personality completely because he was the owner, leader, and a source of virtues. In his life, he was so open-handed, he used to distribute his virtue and charity to anyone who was directed to him. After martyrdom, he has been the shelter and refuge for everyone who seeks his help. Most surely, God relieves him who turns to him and implores to him by using Abu al-Fazl as his means and interceder. Because this is so commonly experienced, the fact is undeniable. He was also called Abu al-Qasim. This name, however, is not common among historians, some of whom have mentioned that al-Abbas has a son called al-Qasim, who was martyred during the Battle of At-Taf. Our congratulations again goes to you, all dear listeners across the world, on the auspicious birthday anniversary of Hazrat Abu al-Fazl al-Abbas.
Hey, every sound and every voice in every language ever heard. Each drop of ink that has been used to write every single word. They could never portray everything I feel in my heart and wanna say. And it's hard to explain why I could never describe my love for you.
Hazrat Abulfazl Abbas is called as Bab al-Husayn. Like his father, who was like the gate to the Prophet's knowledge, Al-Abbas is the actual and spiritual gate to Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. Because of the high moral standards and great faithfulness of Al-Abbas, Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam used to choose him for every mission and depend upon him in every difficult situation. Likewise, Al-Abbas dedicated himself to being at the disposal of his brother. He was the protector and defender of the Prophet's household. It is related that Al-Abbas used to call his brother as master or mawla. Only on one day and in one situation did Al-Abbas address his brother as brother. That was on the day of Ashura. Hence, it is recommended for the pilgrims of the tomb of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam to begin first with visiting the tomb of Al-Abbas. This is one of the confirmations of Al-Abbas being the gate to his brother, the chief of the martyrs, Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. Of course, the door or the gate intended here is the mental and spiritual one. Al-Abbas, hence, is the spiritual gate to Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, and this meaning is very far from the familiar meaning of portership. Al-Abbas is too far above such meanings, and Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam is also too far above taking doorkeepers, since he is beyond all material limits.
The reason why we celebrate the birth of any of the Ma'sumin or any other great person is because of that great person being a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to us, and we need to appreciate that blessing on that day. It's a day where God has blessed us.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember, every bar.
One characteristic that Abulfadl al-Abbas had was insight. Abulfadl al-Abbas, Salamullahi alayhi, coming with Abu Abdullah al-Husayn to Karbala didn't just happen. He wasn't forced. In Medina, there was a lot of opposition to the decision of the Imam, not by others, by the very family members of Imam al-Husayn. The husband of Zainab, Salamullahi alayha, Abdullah bin Ja'far al-Tayyar, he was opposed to this decision. Muhammad ibn al-Hanafiyya, the other brother of Imam al-Husayn, was opposed to this decision and he didn't come. And there were other family members as well that didn't come. They didn't show up. They didn't agree with the Imam. They thought the Imam was making a big mistake. And the second point about Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas is his loyalty. His loyalty to Abu Abdullah al-Husayn. Because when you understand, one thing is to understand what's right to do. Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas did that.
Allah ma'ana, tasma'una wa ta'ana. Allah, Allah, inna, harujuka al-wufrana.
Today, Shaban falls, is the birthday anniversary of Hazrat Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas. Our congratulations goes to all dear listeners all across the world, especially the dear listeners of the program Today's Special on RIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Today's Special. We hope you enjoyed this episode, which was especially about the birthday anniversary of Hazrat Abu al-Fazl Abbas. Till another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي